It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You got the wrong guys then. Kavino and Rich here to serve you. In for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Speak for yourself. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. The third show of the Dan Patrick hat trick. I'm the Lanny Poffo of Fox Sports Radio. Genius. The genius with genius. Glory and renown.
Throwing out frisbees with poems on it.
No, I'm throwing out bribery balls. We're giving away Kavino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs if you subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. But it's a pleasure to be here filling in for Dan Patrick. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're ready for the weekend. In fact, if you're not, we're going to get you ready for the weekend. Yeah. So weekend hobnobbing, what to watch. Again, Teaser Town and more. Thank you for being here. 877-99 on Fox. Hope you're having a nice Friday.
The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, extraordinary, is a test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Of course, we come to you live from Dan Patrick's Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. And speaking of Mercedes, and I know we talk a lot about our friends at Tire Rack, I'm driving to Big Bear. First time ever out here in California. My kids are like, Dad, we want to see snow. And I do have to get chains on my tires. And I thought someone was joking. And have you done this before?
I mean, why do you think they're joking, though? It just shows how, like, I don't want to say clueless. It sounds mean.
Well, you can say it, how clueless I am.
I mean, you're going up a mountain.
Yeah.
Dude,
I've driven in Colorado in the mountains. I went to school in upstate New York. It snows a lot up there. Mm. I've never had a throw on tire
But these
chains.
Are these are canyon roads, or these are roads that are, like, going by cliffs. You know what I mean? Like your friend Cliff.
I feel like that's some like Iceman fisherman stuff or something.
No, it's like you have the possibility to slide off into a ditch.
All right, well, hey.
I mean, take it from Spot. He is the guy that wears yak tracks on his shoes when things get slippery.
Yeah, you got to keep it safe.
I remember that we were in New York, and this is when we were working at Sirius XM and SNY in New York. We're walking through Times Square, and Spot's like, hold on. And he puts these metal things on his shoes. I'm like,
guy
what
thinks
are you
he's
doing?
UConn Cornelius.
And they're what do you call them? Yak tracks?
They're called yak tracks. It's a brand, and they stretch over your shoe.
And they have like
they
spikes
have little,
on the bottom.
Little metal things that help you stay, you know,
dude's wearing,
upright in the ice.
Dude's wearing cleats in Times Square.
So essentially, you need that for your
Never
car.
Felt
yeah,
once.
And look, we're on what? Over 600 radio stations right now. Shout out to all the affiliates rocking out with Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. I'm sure there's a lot of people in colder climates, yeah. LA boy.
A lot of ice and snow out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Man,
we're like, yeah, bonehead. You need some chains on your tires.
Yo, Ethan, you ever put chains on your tire? You're from Philly. The weather gets rough down there.
Nah, I've never.
Yeah,
I'm
so.
Still trying to comprehend Spot's whole thing with the cleats in Times Square. I'm
guys
so
wearing
confused.
Cleats around town. If it's, it was icy in the streets, he has these little attachments to his shoes.
In the winter, let me tell you, those things came in handy.
Hey, dude, I'm from Jersey. We put chains on everything, man. I got chains on my little nephew downstairs. Covino's
got a little rope chain.
Herring bone.
Covino's tire chains have some like Italian medallions on them.
They have a little horn. Yeah. A little Italian horn on them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Let me, I want to talk about LA football, but real quick. Last night, I took my kids to one of those like bouncy house places. And, yo, has your wife or girlfriend ever done anything that, don't worry, I'm not getting dirty here on the Fox Sports Radio. Have they ever done anything that was like a weird turn on? I'll give you an example. One time my wife filled in on like a co-ed softball team and she slid into someone to like take them out. And I was sort of turned on by that. I'm like, oh my God, relax. Sliding into people. We're at this bouncy house.
You like when she gets aggressive, huh?
I do, because she's like a quiet, chill Southern girl. Yesterday, we're at this bouncy house thing. There were a couple older kids that... You ever go to like a playground? Moms and dads could feel me on this big time. You go to the playground, you got your little kids, and there's always some kid that's too old on the playground running around.
He's like a bigger kid, and his belly's like, sticking out of his
kid's
t-shirt.
Kid's like 12, and you're like, yo, why are you running around fast, 12-year-old kid? Can't you see this play? It's like 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, and yeah, you got like... And this kid pushed my kid to the ground when my kid was playing with like these giant size like rubber Legos, literally just pushed my kid. And I was like, oh no. My wife goes up to this kid and she's like, who's your mom? And I was like, no. She's like, I'm gonna talk to this kid's mom. I'm like, don't stop it. Leave. There are kids playing. Stuff.
You know, more parents should do that, to be honest, because you often wonder, like, how do these kids get away with this stuff?
Kid
who
was like,
raising? Where's the wolf of the parent here? Are they raised by wolves?
My son is 3. This kid had to be like 9 or 10. He's running around all fast, pushing other kids. I saw my wife go into like mama bear mode, and she's like, who's your mom?
So what's your
like, what are you
going
to go?
Do you want her to change your diaper or something? What's going on?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's bingo. And I bring this up because everyone's having these family days this week because it's like kids are off from school. So you're working, but then you're trying to occupy your kids. So last night, I go to a restaurant I've loved my whole life, and I'm sort of going to back Covino up on something I believe you said on our afternoon Fox Sports radio show. I went to a place that for my whole life always was a top 3 chain restaurant for me. I took my kids, and they were well-behaved. I got to give them credit. They're well-behaved at restaurants. We went to P.F. Chang's, and I got the usual, the crab wontons, the lettuce wraps, the Mongolian beef, all the things you would always get.
I got to tell you, the Mongolians have really cornered that market. They really
no one's got
rock
beef.
The beef scene. It's like the Barbarians and their cream. I mean,
the Mongolians and their beef.
The Barbarians got the cream down. The Mongolians and their beef are like, whew, next level. But I feel like P.F. Chang's there's a theory here.
Oh,
and the theory is
I'm giving you the alley-oop then, because I think what you're going to say is my theory, that I went to P.F. Chang's and either one of two things happened. Take it away. I'll hand you the conch.
Either our palates advanced a little bit and we outgrew what used to be one of the greatest first date spots, business spots, one of our top 3 chains. Either we outgrew it or the quality just went down.
I think it's a little of both, because I was going to say the same. Like, I have always loved P.F. Chang's. Like, as far as as far as chain restaurants, if you want to be like, what's your favorite chain restaurants? I'd say P.F. Chang's is a top 3 for me.
And they're also a victim of the latest trend, shrinkflation.
Smaller portions.
Yeah, you get smaller portions. Where's all the beef?
I think I got like 6 pieces of Mongolian beef for $23 or something.
Mongolians are slacking.
You know, again, if you're 40-ish and you think back, oh, when I was like 20-ish, maybe, yeah, when you're 20-something, it's a better date spot because you're more on a budget. And, again, maybe you just grew up, because in my mind, it used to be a lot better. I left there, and this morning even, I had like sort of like a stomach ache. Like, oh, that just didn't sit well. Oh,
dude, I used to salivate. You got to salivate at the thought of the Mongolian beef.
You have to try Wakano. You ever try that?
Wakano?
Yeah, I had
Sounds
that
dope.
Last night. Chinese, they give you full portions, too.
Wakano.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, no, I'm not above any chain restaurant or place to eat, but when I was in my 20s, P.F. Chang's was not only one of my favorites, but like a fun date spot. I get it. You're not like 30, 40, 50 years old going to P.F. Chang's on a date. But I went there, and my first thought was, yeah, portions, quality, I don't know. I don't think this is what it was.
It was very whelming, to say the least.
Very whelming. Well, Covino and Rich, I just want to throw that out there because it is a theory. Did our taste buds get more complex, or have some of these restaurants just started to suck?
I think it's that. Probably a mix of both, but more on the side of people cut portions. They stop caring as much, cutting corners. You lose quality as a result.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know what I was expecting.
No
but
one
hey.
Cares about their job anymore. So, I mean, it reflects in the product.
Now, I was thinking about this. As we look forward to week 17 of the NFL, yeah, there's insignificant games. There's games that have a lot of importance. But one of those, quote, insignificant games, because let's be honest, one team's clinched their wild card spot, and the other team is having the worst Super Bowl hangover in NFL history. I'm talking about your 5-10 Los Angeles Rams and your 9-6 wild card Los Angeles Chargers. And I bring this up because this weekend, these teams are playing. 1:25 local time, the late 4 o'clock games on the East Coast. Rams at Chargers, but there's no really at because they both share SoFi. From the perspective of a guy that grew up in New York, I'm a diehard Mets fan. But I know that if I'm being honest with myself, it's a Yankees town. NBA. If you're talking about the Knicks and the Nets, even when the Nets moved to Brooklyn and got all cool, Jay-Z's involved. They got new uniforms. They're the Brooklyn Nets. They got KD and Kyrie and everybody. Even they had Harden, and then before he left, like they were getting all the big names, yet it was still a New York Knicks town.
Even though the Knicks were stinking like Abe Lincoln for years.
The great stink of 1858.
Still very much a Knicks town. Even when the Nets dropped that, remember they busted out their Vato font?
Their Vato font?
They had like, Orale, Vatos Locos Forever font.
The graffiti font. Yeah, there it is.
When I saw the font on the new unis, I'm like, that's it. It's a Nets town now. Didn't happen.
Out here in L.A., I told you, I know 3 Clippers fans. My barber, Monsi, who does the updates, and Clipper Darryl. I know 3 Clippers fans.
And you know Ben Maller, too.
Ben Maller. I love his Baba Ganoush. I love that guy.
And Juicy Lucy.
And Juicy
Lucy. Juicy Lucy.
Yeah. Big fan of the Clippers.
So, yeah. No matter how good the Clippers are, Paul George, Kawhi, no matter what, even when people are like, oh, the Clippers might be the team out here in L.A., nah, it's still a Lakers town. Unless you're Billy Crystal sitting courtside.
Can I give you a flashback Friday reference? It's like every Transformers has their GoBots. And Lakers will always be the Transformers of L.A., and Clippers will be the GoBots.
If you go to Chicago, I mean, the White Sox could deliver. The White Sox could be an exciting young team. When the Cubs stink, it's still a Cubs town. You go to Wrigleyville, you go to the Cubby Bear, you have some drinks. No one's going to the South Side to see the White Sox compared to the fan base of the Cubbies. I'm just saying, when there's 2 teams in a town, there's clearly a favorite. I'll give our pal Jonas Knox a little credit for this because I heard him mentioning how he was unsure, is this a Chargers or Rams town? And no one quite knows. And I ask you, do you look at L.A. and say, oh, yeah, Rams?
I do know. And here's my take on it. And we'll hear from Ethan, Perfett, Lohenkron, you guys, 877-99 on Fox,
but
whoever wants
hold
to
on.
Chime
could,
in.
Could you
Rich
steal?
Dan Patrick.
Are there teams that could steal the city? Because I think you'll even back me up on this. While it is a Yankees town in New York, as a Mets fan, I admit that, there are little pockets of time where the Mets vibe does bring it more than the Yankees.
Mets own the 80s, for sure.
Mets own the 80s, and I feel like we're at a time now where the Mets are gaining steam, and the Yankees are good too, but I think now it's even leveling out more. I would say like New York is like 60-40 Yankees-Mets, where other sports towns, I feel like when you talk to Lakers-Clippers, that's like 85-15.
I think you could absolutely take over a city just based on that. We saw it. As a kid growing up, I knew it. Like, wow, the Mets own New York right now.
If Kyrie and KD and you know Ben Simmons, if they all get it together and somehow the Nets won, could they really ever take over the vibe of the Garden and the Knicks?
Well, you know who really struggles with this too? I mean, Rich, you already pointed out I have the sports interests of an 80-year-old white guy. I'm a big baseball fan. I really am.
Yeah.
Grew up loving baseball. The Angels. I mean, they got huge names. They got Trout and Ohtani. And they can't overcome the Dodgers. Even if the Dodgers stunk, they can't take over.
Yeah.
You got to win. That's the key. You got to win.
Well,
to make that change. Otherwise, that other team is still number one in everybody's heart.
And the thing is, the NFL, right? The NFL is the one sport where we could all agree that people love teams that are not from their hometown. And a lot of transplants out here in LA. Like, even if you go around the room, I'm a Niners fan. Ethan, big Eagles.
There's also
fan.
A lot of implants in LA. There are too.
A lot of implants and transplants.
Yeah.
A lot of injections. So a lot of things out here in LA. Perfette is a big Lions fan. Guy's got a Lions podcast. The guy, you know, bleeds Lions blue and silver. If that's even a thing. But I will say,
Honolulu blue.
Those uniforms are tight. I'll give you that. Do you look at it, Chris, as a Rams town? Or, like, I feel the joke is that no one cares about the Chargers in L.A. But well, if they got good, if Justin Herbert and this team keeps getting, you know, better and better and they got a franchise quarterback, if the Rams start sucking, could it be a Chargers town?
Well, I think there's several things at play. Number one, you have the Raiders here in the past, and it's still kind of got that feel of a Raiders town. Number two, for the Chargers coming to town, you're also dealing with a lot of people. You want to talk about transplants, San Diego people who are rightly burned and miffed that the Chargers just bolted from town.
Pun intended, bolted.
I've known plenty of people from San Diego here in LA who've sworn off the Chargers. And Rams, like, yeah, they were an LA team, but nobody really cared. Now they came back around again. So it's like three, and they just won a Super Bowl. But the meantime to grow any new fans is like, you know, 20 years. The kids are just being, you know, they're in like elementary school right now. They'll be Rams fans in like 10 years.
And you know what? It doesn't so help that they won the Super Bowl and they've had the worst
and then they
Super Bowl hangover. It's like if the Rams are a playoff team again, forget they don't need to win back to back. But if, let's say, Stafford was healthy and these guys were 10-6 at this point and they were like a wild card team, even that, by stinking this year, it helped no momentum for their fan base.
Yeah, I feel like it's, of just the two right now, it's probably a larger Rams town.
Agreed.
But I expect more Chargers fans to show up just because their team's good right now. And Rams fans are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I got to back up Perfette here because, you know, my assessment is pretty simple. That P.F. Chang's you started this conversation off with is right across from a Buffalo Wild Wings. And I'm in that area all the time, eating wings, of course. No, but going to the gym. And you just look around. You see the dudes getting ready for their games. You see a lot more Rams fans, Rams jerseys, Rams support, and foam fingers and beer helmets than you do Chargers.
You know, when you think of Los Angeles, the guys made a good point. Yeah, this was a Raiders town for a long time, right?
It was Raiders and Rams were here, but the Rams moved out to like Anaheim and then they schlepped off to St. Louis.
And then when they went to St. Louis, that hurt a lot of people's feelings, you know? I look at it this way. I look around, and as a Niners fan, I feel like I see a lot of people rocking the Niners too. If you told me the Rams and the Chargers are like the third and fourth, or the fourth and fifth most popular teams in Los Angeles, I would say it's possible. You might see more Dallas Cowboys or Eagles or Steelers or, you know, I'll see the equal number of Green Bay Packer hats at the gym or something than you see the Chargers.
I'll give you this, and guys, think about it. 877-99 on Fox, Rams. They got the hangover, like we said, so they
hangover
completely killed any momentum to keep L.A. fired up. Plus, you got an aging quarterback who says he's coming back, but people aren't necessarily thrilled about that. So I say moving forward, the Chargers have every opportunity, 9-6 this year with Justin Herbert, young stud, putting up big numbers every year, to totally take over the town.
It's very rare, and I think it's an interesting point because
look at the trajectories of both teams right now.
How rare is it where a city doesn't have a very clear, that's the city's team. This is like wide open. Like it's for the taking, Covino. Essentially,
is, yeah.
Picture like any industry or product. Like there's an opening for someone to bring it. It's not like, oh, it's the Lakers' talent. Clippers, you're going to have to do, you know, you have to move mountains, Clippers, to catch up with the Lakers. I think it's Chargers, Rams, whoever wants it more. Get your young fans. BJ in Texas, we'll take a call on this. And then a thought about drinking on New Year's. And, of course, we'll go over what teams should be excited and worried for Week 17. What's up, BJ?
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. I think y'all have, first of all, I just want to say I think y'all have done a great job filling in for the DP show.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yes, sir. So, but yeah, to just piggyback off what y'all were saying, I think in most cases there is a definitive more there's one team that's more of a favorite whenever you share a stadium or share a city. But one that I just couldn't think like what who that might be more popular. I'd love y'all's opinion on is who's more popular, the Jets or the Giants in New York?
You know, that's a pretty close one. But based on their success, it's going to be the Giants, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times.
It is close, though. I mean, again, we grew up there. We were even on the network. We were on SNY, home of the Jets. And their fan base is solid and loyal.
Yeah.
But it is Giants.
It's Giants. Based on the multiple Super Bowls with Eli and then Phil Simms and Hostetler in the 80s, the team has a more winning history. And, you know, sadly, it usually goes Yankees fans or Giants fans, and a lot of times it's Mets and Jets. So there's a lot of sad Long Island people that are Mets and Jets.
It's Mets, Jets, regrets, right?
Exactly. All right, more Kavino and Rich coming up in for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, you want to talk about Tire Rack. TireRack.com/Dan. All you got to do, guys, is go to the experts at TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. They've got the experience, knowledge, and passion to assist every driver.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Try their easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a few questions. You'll get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
They got the full line of hand-cooked tires, test results, ratings, customer reviews, a free 2-year road hazard protection against nails, screws, potholes, covered. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers.
Or skip the waiting room. Many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Tire Rack technician brings new tires to your home or office and installs them on site. The ultimate convenience, it's a game changer.
I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. It's a Friday, last Friday of 2022.
Wow. Now, if you dig our show, please check us out Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. on the West. And if you really dig our show, we also do a Patreon. Just search Covino and Rich or Covino and Rich on social media. Covino and Rich in real life. Steve Covino, Rich Davis in Los Angeles. I'm in my hometown of Union, New Jersey, visiting the family, having fun with you guys. Thank you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. A few reminders, though. This hour, Rich is taking you to Teaser Town.
No, I have all your bets. I have all your bets lined up. I'm looking at the point spreads, and this week is designed for the teaser bet. Even if you think that's a sucker bet, a lot of people are like, teaser bets, those are sucker bets. I promise you, I feel like I'm at a 75% clip with teaser bets this year. Some people hate them. I love them. I know some people will say, why not just do like money line parlays? Trust me on the teaser bet. We'll break it down in a little bit.
So Teaser Town and Weekend Hobnobbing, your must-watch TV, movies, TV shows, and, of course, games this weekend. And Monday, when we're back to normal, just a quick reminder to join us here on Fox Sports Radio, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. on the West, because we'll do a little things that made you go, your observations from Week 17 of the NFL.
Can't wait.
All right, so we do that every Monday. Be sure to join us. Again, we're at Covino and Rich right now, 877-99 on Fox. How bad do you want your team to win? What would you do for a victory, Super Bowl? Not a Klondike bar,
a championship. What would you do for a championship? What would you do?
You know, before we go to the phones and before we do this, I do want to ask Ethan, because you heard Lohenkron earlier. Ethan Miller is in for Danny G., and Ethan's our resident Eagles fan. I mean, how bad do you want to win this weekend? I mean, do you rest Hurts or Minshew? They're still up in the air about that.
You gotta rest Hurts, and you gotta trust Minshew Mania.
It's running wild.
Yeah. Are they playing games again? Little reindeer games again, Rich? Like, is it obvious that they're just gonna rest Hurts? There's no point in playing them.
I mean, you got to win one of the final two to secure the division, which they will do. But
we're not losing. They're not losing against the Saints this weekend.
If you can't beat the Saints to secure the one seed, then there's problems.
I just got to feed the ball to Miles Sanders. That's what they haven't been doing. And they do that. Everybody take their over this weekend and thank me on Monday.
Perfect. Okay. Hey, you can throw in your bets when we do Teaser Town. A couple things going on. We're taking random phone calls about NFL Week 17. And I did pose the question, how bad do you want your team to win? And then, if you guys have any, like, hey, would you take a Super Bowl victory if you had to do blank? Now, Spot, you had a good one off the air.
Here's an interesting angle. Most people have multiple alliances across sports. So, like, Rich, you're a 49ers fan and you're a Mets fan.
Yeah.
To see the Mets win the World Series, would you say, like, the 49ers were just terrible for the next 10 years? Like, they barely won a game for the next 10 years.
I'm starved for a championship for any of my teams, so I think I'll say yes. I would take a Niners Super Bowl or a Mets World Series, even if it meant the other team stinking. Like, Ethan, would you take an Eagles Super Bowl if I told you the Phillies were going to be the basement of the NL East for the next decade?
I wouldn't, because we won a Super Bowl in 2017, and my dog's name was Utley growing up, so I'm a big Phillies fan.
You need the Phillies. Fair enough. All right, let's go to you guys. We'll start with Ken in Lancaster. What's up, Ken?
Just first off, I'm 61. My wife is about to turn 60. So if you're going to take cuddling away from us in regards to actual, real, honest to God, it changes the parameters of the question, just to let you know. So you might want to change your question in regards to the age of the people. Because if you told me that we couldn't lay together on the couch and talk about what our day was, that would be something completely different. Mm-hmm. What I really called in for, and I'm a Ravens fan, and I keep hearing people talk about this huge Monday night game. You know, if the Ravens win on Sunday or lose, and the Bengals win on Monday or lose, it's the next week's game that matters.
Oh, yeah. People, I think because Lamar Jackson's out and because the Ravens they've been winning games they need to win, but not convincingly. I think the radar, under the radar is where your Ravens are. They really are, because There's a way that very quickly they can win the division and Cincinnati doesn't. It is wild when you think about how we're not even thinking that's a possibility.
Bring up Cowboy fans, you have no prayer of winning
with Barry Switzer being in the Ring of Honor and Jimmy Johnson not. They're jinxed. I jinxed them 17 years ago when I visited that Ring of Honor and saw that hypocrisy. And if you don't think my jinxes matter, I jinxed a gentleman named Mike Mussina who left the Orioles and went to the Yankees. And when he did, I said, the Yankees will never, ever, ever win a World Series until he's done. And you know what they did after he retired?
They won a World Series.
He still got his 20th victory. He was Mr. Almost. He won 20 games with the Yankees. He put up good numbers, and he still made the Hall of Fame.
Don't get on Ken's bad side.
Beat it with your jinx.
No, you want to be jinxed by Ken?
I don't want to.
No, I'm Ken. Just Ken's my favorite caller.
I'm just kidding, Ken.
Manny, Manuel in Cali. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, CNR.
Good morning.
Hey, man, I'm going to take it a little different. You know, I'm a diehard Washington fan, Commanders, whatever you want to call them. I mean, but it's Commanders now. I'm going to do something a little different. I'd give back if my team won a championship. If they won a championship, I'd monitor one day a week the parking lots at Costco
You're saying that you, for a Commanders championship, a Super Bowl win, you'd volunteer at the most annoying places on earth, like a Costco parking lot.
Yeah, I'd go to a Costco parking lot and put away carts for those annoying. And I also, at the same time, wanted to add to the list of most annoying people, the people that don't put their carts away when they're three stalls away from the cart corral.
Bad characteristics.
That's annoying.
Yo, based on that conversation from last hour, the people you don't trust, I got a great one. Mike hit us up in Cincinnati, and he says he doesn't trust people that wear winter Scullies in the summer for fashion.
Yeah, or people that back in their car.
Oh, yeah, people that back in unnecessarily to parking spots.
I don't trust you, and you think you're better than
me. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
All right, Aaron in Wisconsin. What's up, Aaron?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
No, anytime, man. What's up?
So just like you guys said, like growing up, loving the Cubs as much as I did, like it defined like who I was, and like I just needed a win so bad.
Yeah.
And they came back from the 3-1 down, and then Rajah Davis hit the home run to tie the game in the ninth, I think it was, and then a rain delay came right after that, and I just started I started bawling. Like my friends were like scared at how hard I was crying, and so yeah, like at that point I would have done pretty much anything. I was a GM at a restaurant at that point, and some people wanted to watch the Badger game instead of the World Series, and I just flat out told them, like, no, like, you can go somewhere else.
So, yeah, you're that passionate. And, man, that was a tough one for you guys. Hank in...
And by the way, Rajah Davis, Rich's cousin.
Yeah, my cuz. Naples, what's going on, Hank? How are you, bud?
Hey, what's up, boys? How's it going?
We're good, man. What's on your mind?
I'm married 40 years, so I've given up booty for a year for not even a sniff of the playoffs. So, another year? What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Sniff of the playoffs.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Hank from New York. All right, Covino and Rich. Now, can I take you guys to Teaser Town? Is that possible?
Let's go.
Do you want to hear the best? Yo, if you want to play some Funky Town in the background, let's do it.
Here we go.
Get Teaser Town going. By the way, the exit right after Flavor Town, right? Where Guy Fieri lives?
Right after Flavor Town.
Teaser Town. Now, if you're not a gambler and you don't know how teaser bets work, you could play with 6 points for two different games. You could adjust the point spread or the over-under by 6 points. There's other ones, but we'll keep it with 6 point teasers. That's for the amateurs that don't know the gambling world. I know there's plenty.
It's kind of like a video game. It's like your allotted amount of points. Do you use it for speed, power, or agility?
Are you making the underdog a bigger underdog? Are you taking the favorites' points down and making them less of a favorite? I like the teaser bet. Again, a lot of people say sucker bet. I disagree because if the points line up the right way, like I'll show you this week, is pretty designed for some great teaser bets. We're going to start with the Lions. Perfett, your dudes, they're playing the Bears. They're 6-point favorites. You take that from 6 to a pick 'em. You just need the Lions to beat the Bears, which you'd imagine with the urgency that Detroit's feeling right now, they could be in that inner win game week 18 against the Packers. So I'd love the Lions in a pick 'em against the Bears. So let's go Lions, pick 'em, and team that up with the Kansas City Chiefs, they're 12.5-point favorites over the Broncos. Mr. Unlimited. And the Broncos, they're very limited. The Chiefs need the win simply for the long, you know, for the long shot of Buffalo losing and then becoming the one seed. So Kansas City.
Patrick Mahomes here. Safe to say I got this one. Continue, carry on. I'm good. I agree.
I think you do, Patrick. So,
but hold on. I do want to know from Perfet, though. I mean, is it that clear cut that Detroit is going to just straight up beat them?
I don't think it's clear cut, Chris, but when
it's
you
pretty,
say
it's pretty even match.
It's an
even,
but I
because they, you said
hard,
that
hard to get
a confidence.
Hard to get a gauge after they, you know, get run over by 300 yards by the Panthers.
Yeah.
Now they got to play a quarterback like Justin Fields who's just going to run.
So we shall see, but I do like the Lions in a pick 'em with Kansas City. Take that from -12.5. They need to beat the lowly Broncos by a touchdown, -6.5. So Lions.
Make that two touchdowns.
Oh, so you're going to win
by two. My prediction now, we win by two touchdowns.
Oh, so you like to bet without even a teaser. So Lions pick 'em, Chiefs -6.5. Lock that two-team teaser in. Now we're going to go Dolphins. They are 2.5-point underdogs to the Patriots. Both teams need this win for playoff hope, right? I like the Dolphins +8.5. Take that from a 2.5-point underdog to an 8.5-point underdog. You may not win the game. Maybe the Patriots win, but if the Patriots win, this is a field goal game. This is a touchdown game at most. A division rival, you know, week 17, both teams need it. I love the Dolphins getting more than a touchdown in a teaser. So Dolphins +8.5. And another team that's in the playoffs, but they're playing a bad team. I can't see the Colts winning. So I'm just going Giants. They're 5.5, 6-point favorites against the Colts. I just like the Giants winning. You tease that down to a pick 'em. So Dolphins +8.5, Giants pick 'em. Lock those two in together. Another teaser bet winner. And Ethan, your Eagles, 6.5-point favorites against the Saints.
Make
that -0.5. Eagles just need to win. Essentially a pick 'em. So I like the Eagles over the Saints. And team that up with the Vikings. I think Green Bay's got a real shot to win this game. But Green Bay's 3.5-point favorites. I like the Vikings getting 9.5. So Vikings +9.5. Eagles -0.5. And that these seem all automatic, which means they'll probably all lose. But doesn't that sound like a great bet?
Yeah, choo-choo. I'm on the train. Here I come.
Yo, Eagles -0.5. Just have to beat the Saints and Vikings +9.5. So lock that in. And as far as straight bets, I know you were saying you like the over in the Eagles game?
Well, yeah, I do like the overs in the Eagles game. A lot of people don't, but just feeling a high-scoring game.
Over-unders, to me, I feel like it's a weird thing to root for. You ever watch a game and you got the over-under, and instead of like, there's no weirder feeling than rooting for no scoring. Like, if you pick the under and the score is starting to pile on, you're just watching, like, punt. You're rooting for punts.
What is the over in the Saints-Eagles game?
Oh, let me see. Let me take it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when it's at 42. But yeah, there's nothing worse than when there's an over-under at 42 and the first two plays are 95-yard runs. And then your bet's over.
Damn it. So 42, Covino, you know, play it out in your head. If you get 24-20 Eagles, or let's say you get, you know, 31-17, you're all hitting overs here. 42, I like the over too. And you know what I do like? Just because if he doesn't win, I'd be amazed just because it's so Tom Brady of Tom Brady to win this game and just, you know, clinch even though your team sort of stinks. If they can't beat the Panthers have a great run game, but Bucks -3, maybe by 0.5, make it 2.5. So if the Bucks win by a field goal, you win. But Camino, would you not be a little surprised if Tom Brady can't wrap up the division against the Panthers?
Man, based on this year, I would not guarantee that.
The game's in Tampa.
It's in Tampa, and you would expect that from Tom Brady, but the past few weeks, looks just as accountable as anyone else on that team.
Yeah, even when they pull out a random win like Tom Brady's been known to do, they still don't look strong. I get it, but I do like the Bucks this weekend. All right, Covino and Rich, we will get into Weekend Hobnobbing next. Outside of the world of sports, what else should you be watching? Streaming on Netflix, Disney, Hulu, HBO Max, what are you watching? What do you need to be in the loop on? We'll get to that. And the biggest sporting event of the weekend that is a must watch. We'll get to all that next. Right here, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. It's been a fun week. The Dan Patrick hat trick. We're wrapping it up. I do want to thank the Dan Patrick show, the Dan Patrick listeners, the whole Fox Sports Radio team for all your help, kicking ass with us all week. Lee, Ethan Miller, Perfett, Lowenkron. And again, Happy New Year to you and yours.
Isaac from our Lowenkron family.
From our Fox Sports Radio family to yours. And we're at Covino and Rich if you want to check us out. And remember, we're giving away bribery balls, just trying to give back to you. If you like our show, subscribe to our podcast for free. You got to leave a nice review to qualify.
Oh, that's part of it?
Yeah, I feel like there's a few people that might not be understanding the rules here.
You but, guys stink. Where's my football?
Yeah, you got to leave a nice review and you qualify for a Nerf football. And if you don't want it, I'm sure somebody does. Keep it in your trunk, but give away some bribery balls. And thank you. If you missed our first hour, man, you got to listen back on the podcast today. Again, subscribe for free. Leave a review. Just search Covino and Rich. Yeah, because we talked about the return of bowling the first hour. What a conversation that was. But fun show. Thank you guys for hanging out. And that brings us to this holiday weekend of hobnobbing.
Living for the weekend.
You're winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobbing.
Oh, yes. Hobnobbing is what we do best. Little watching TV, little watching streaming shows. Of course, sports, entertainment. That's what we're all about, right? I mean, what are you not doing that... You know, what do you spend most of your time doing? Probably watching the game or binging a show with, like, the wife or your girlfriend, right?
You want me to kick it off?
I want you to kick it off. What are you watching this weekend? And by the way, Perfett, Ethan, think about it. Is there something that you're watching this weekend you recommend to everyone else? Streaming, sports, you name it, think about it. What do we got, Covino?
Well, on Saturday, I'm going to check this out. Ethan, I bet Ethan, as a comedian, Ethan Miller is a comedian, and I think he'll appreciate the 2022 Best of Stand-Up on Netflix comes out on Saturday.
Oh, give us a little taste of everyone?
Yeah, it's like highlights from a lot of your favorites. Even, I think, Norm MacDonald's included, because if you remember, he put out that special in 2022 after his passing. Nick Kroll, Sebastian Maniscalco, and more. That comes out on Saturday. When it comes to movies, get this, Rich. No matter how many times I see them, I never get sick of them. sports-related and holiday-related, because I think of Rocky IV as a Christmas movie, kind of.
Okay.
All the Rockies 1 through 5 are re-released on Netflix for your viewing pleasure. So, you know, if you have someone in your family, maybe it's your kid or your nephew who never saw the Rockies 1 through 5 on Netflix, when you have nothing to watch, that's always fun. As far as games, based on everything we've talked about, Rich, Vikings at Green Bay seems to be the game to watch this weekend, at least for me anyway. I watch football like I watch boxing. I like the matchups, and that's the best and most interesting matchup to me.
All right. Let me give you a couple things. In the world of comedy, I gave you the recommendation already. I liked it a lot. I didn't love it. I liked it a lot, and he's a really good dude. Tom Papa has a special on Netflix that I recommend. I like me some Tom Papa.
And he's a good dude.
And he's a really nice guy, a good friend of the show. And also on Netflix, Spot, are you down with this? I feel like everyone's telling me to watch Glass Onion.
I was going
to
be, that was my choice.
Tell me about it.
Well, Knives Out was the first one. This is the second one, the sequel, but it's a whole new cast with the exception of Daniel Craig. It's just a very, like,
it's like a
murder mystery, but like a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It's very good. The first one was great. I recommend the second one.
All right. Well, that and as far as football goes, Covino, you nailed it. I think there's a few games to watch, but I think, you know, Dolphins, Patriots
is one. Did
Spot
say tongue in cheek? That sounds hot.
Yeah, tongue in cheek.
Tongue in cheek.
I mean, should I tell the kids to go to bed when I watch that?
Yes.
Whoa,
and,
hey.
Let me give you something to watch that one of our buddies hit us up with. People know that I love dumb reality television. Our buddy Jamie in Boston said, if you guys love dumb shows like Too Hot to Handle and The Bachelor and Love is Blind, mm-hmm. he said Peacock has a show where it's couples in their 40s that have been together a long time and things are stale. They put them in houses with hot 20-year-olds
yeah.
and see if there's some type of bonding or camaraderie or weird connections. It's called, let's see here. Damn it.
It's called Cheating on Your Wife.
Love of Ages. Can 40-year-olds bond with 20-year-old hot singles? So, a weird thought, right? Would you be able to bond with a hot 20-year-old if you were single? Again, that's on Peacock. Love of Ages, if you want some trash.
I'm pretty sure I did that in real life when I was single.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to add?
You know what? Those were all good choices. There is a show, if you haven't seen it, it's old, but Ozark. I just finished that.
Unbelievable. Love Ozark. Covino is the bozo that watched the first episode. You know, sometimes you watch the first episode of a show and you're sort of tired, and you can't let that be the judge. He's like, I watched the first episode. No thanks. Ozark is fantastic.
College football playoffs, too.
College football playoffs. Anything from you, Profet?
I'm a bit of a soccer dork. Brighton Hove and Albion is on the 31st, last Premier League game of 2022, and I think it'll be New Year's Day over there, maybe? No, wait. I got my times right. Either way, I'm watching that game.
I tell you what.
Arsenal's at the top of the leaderboard in the Premier League, but holding on just slightly because there's a guy named Erling Haaland, Norwegian, who's just scoring at an unbelievable clip for Manchester City coming up right behind him.
I'll tell you what, I'm not BSing you. I'm going to write that down because I feel like the World Cup got me. You know, this past World Cup might have been the tipping point where I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll watch too. You know what? I really was digging the World Cup.
Well, if that final didn't get you, nothing will.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's new movies coming out, streaming, White Noise, new series, Alpha Males. But are you doing The Rock and Eve, Rich? Which one are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching Anderson Cooper getting all plastered with Andy Cohen. I'll switch back and forth. And I think you always got to watch New Year's Eve. So enjoy. We'll see you guys back here on Monday. And thanks for Dan Patrick for letting us fill in. Arrivederci, baby.
Happy New Year. See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever.
I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.